Spending a few minutes now with LaSalle men's basketball coach Ashley Howard. His squads won three in a row after a big win over UMass on the road over the weekend. Next up for the Explorers, they will visit VCU on Wednesday night. And first of all, let's look back. A tough place to play, the Mullen Center. I think it was the first time that LaSalle basketball's won there in like 10 years. You had to be thrilled with the effort, especially at the defensive end.
I felt like our guys really utilized our time off on break to really hone in on our defensive concepts, and then in preparation for UMass, just getting locked into the scout report, and our guys executed it to a T on Saturday. I'm proud of them.
Saul Perry looks like he's getting it done at both ends of the floor. Can you talk a little bit about his development and what he's bringing to the table for you guys?
Saul gives us a guy that is the epitome of versatility. He can defend multiple positions, and on the offensive end, he can play multiple positions. Like, he'll play point guard for us. You know, he can play any position from point guard to power forward for us, to be honest. So he's a guy that's extremely valuable for us. We're happy to have him in the lineup, and he's been a godsend for our team so far.
So you start 0-10. Since then, you've won three in a row. How much of the difference in the last three games is X and O and better execution? And how much of it is just confidence? Once the kids get the taste of that one win, everybody kind of exhales and things may become a little bit easier.
I think it's a combination of both. I think it's a combination of, you know, our guys understanding, you know, our system, getting a better feel for each other. We have a lot of new pieces that we were trying to, you know, get all on the same page, and it takes time. You know, it doesn't come overnight. And I think the most important thing is our guys have maintained a positive attitude all the way through, and it's given us the ability to develop confidence, and it's given our guys the humility to understand that, you know what, we got to do this together, and that's where the X's and O's and the end game execution comes in, and they've improved as the season's gone on.
How have things gone for you individually here? Do you feel like things have started to slow down a little for you your first year as head coach?
It's been a whirlwind of a year, but I feel like I'm hitting a groove here, where, you know, we get in the conference play, and then there's a little bit of a normalcy to your schedule where you can get into a routine. So it's cool to hit that part of the season, and I'm excited about learning the Atlantic 10, and it's been really cool. It's been a great experience.
So let's talk about VCU on Wednesday. Always a tough place to play. It's especially tough when VCU's as good as they are this year. When you look at the film, talk about a couple of the first things that jump out at you.
They just have athletes all across the board. You know, from point guard to center, all of their players are great athletes for their position. So it's a game where, you know, they want to speed the pace up. Obviously, you know, they have their Havoc defense that is really effective for them, where, you know, they pressure you, and they do a lot of trapping, and so we want to try to combat that with being sound and fundamental on offense, where we're being strong with the ball, we're meeting passes, and we're making aggressive but intelligent plays on the offensive end.
I always feel a little silly asking this next question, because no team ever wants to get off to a slow start. But because of the way VCU plays and how it can turn into a feeding frenzy and stuff like that, is coming out and playing well early maybe even a little more important than normal? Because I've seen teams go in there and games get away from them early and they never get into any kind of a rhythm.
You know what? You always want to start the game setting the tone, but you know, a team like VCU that does a lot of pressing and trapping, you know, it's not out of the ordinary for a team to get down early on them and be able to battle their way back in. VCU played Temple earlier in the year up at the Barclays Center, and Temple was down 19-2 to start the game, and battled their way back and actually had a 4-point lead, you know, late in the game. You know, so it's one of those things where you go in, you know what the scout is, you want to go in there and you want to execute from the start, but you also know that they're a team that's capable of making runs, but they're also a team that will allow you to get back in it as long as you take care of the ball and execute the game plan.